You used to just get up. Now it's a whole production. Let's change that. Get to Joint Relief Institute for fast, immediate pain relief. Covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
Let's get some extremely local news from Block Club Chicago right now. Sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union. Committed to financially empowering local communities. Jen Sabella with some good news for the kids and a few parents, too. Chicago's outdoor pools opening up a week earlier this summer. Jen?
Yes, good morning, Bob. The Park District's pools, we know over the years, we've done several stories since 2020 when there have been struggles to staff the pools. And so the season has been a little shorter than it should be due to the staffing issues, but it seems to be back to normal. And the pools will open June 19th, a week earlier than they did last summer. And they'll be open for 8 hours a day throughout the summer, which is more hours than several of them had been open in previous years. They've been able to train more than 700 lifeguards to staff the beaches and pools, which is allowing them to have them open. So it is humid today. We all wish they were open today, but we only have 10 more days to go.
Yeah, there will be plenty of hot, sticky days. Let's talk about the Beverly neighborhood and that mystery sound. Do we now know what those loud booms were all about?
We unfortunately do not, but neighbors have been speculating. I actually heard this, I would say a month ago for the first time. We were watching TV and we had the TV on pretty loud and it shook our house. I went to social media, went to look for information, and just dozens of people all across the neighborhood, all the way from Morgan Park to North Beverly, reporting this boom, but no one seems to know what it is. And it's been happening pretty regularly for several months. The alderman's office said they haven't had any reports of it, I'm sure because people are like, we don't know what it's coming from. Is it a generator? Is it a firework? But we're hoping this story brings some answers and we hear from some people. There are several rail yards in the area, so people have speculated it could come from that. It's a mystery. One neighbor said, the noise is so loud, it even wakes up a teenager. And as you know, teenagers do not want to be woken up.
Yeah, they sleep through everything and anything. Let's talk about a food video that has gone viral. And the source is a restaurant on the southwest side, right?
Yeah, so Vince's is a restaurant and pizzeria at 6217 West 63rd Street, and it's been around for 70 years. Hmm. And it's a family-owned restaurant. They make this in all of their food from scratch, and it's really, I haven't had it in several years, but when I did, it was delicious, and I'm planning to go back. But they have this lunch buffet, and they have pasta, pizza, all this fresh Italian food made in house for only $15.95, and you can all you can eat. So it's a quite the deal that you don't see these days. And the restaurant was having a few problems, just not getting as many people through the door as they wanted. So the daughter of Mickey Parmigiani, who is the owner and chef of Vince's, is a social media guru. She's, a millennial, and she's said, you need to go on Instagram, Dad. So they started making these videos, and they're very unpretentious. It's just Mickey talking about what food's in the buffet, and that has blown up. Everyone loves how authentic it is. They love his Chicago accent. So they have been getting a bunch of new business from people who just saw the videos on Instagram, people coming even from out of state after they flew in from Midway, because it's not too far from Midway, stopping in after they saw him on social media. So a very unlikely social media star, and you could learn more about him at blockclubchicago.org and check out the buffet. It sounds amazing. They have homemade focaccia, pasta, thin crust pizza, vodka sauce. I mean, they got it all. I'm hungry for Italian food at 9 a.m.
Sounds great. Vince's 6217 West 63rd. That's unbelievable that they've been around since 1956, originally near South Sangamon and West 87th in the Auburn-Gresham neighborhood. Have you got that video posted on Block Club site, too?
We do. We have it embedded in our video, and you can see they have several social media profiles, but you can link visit all of them. We have them linked on our in the story.
BlockClubChicago.org. Great. Jen Sabella, thank you. Have a good one.